Blog Talk Radio.
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it? Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
Halfway.
Take a few steps back.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. I've been doing this more than you. You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
I'm asking you for the answers.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. I've been doing this more than you. You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. You ain't been doing an education.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google, let me create more. Or do you want to marginalize me till I'm out of my moment? I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
You ain't got the answers, man.
You ain't got to turn up. This ain't no fucking show.
You ain't spent $13 million of your own money trying to empower yourself. What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. I've been doing this more than you. You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
I'm asking you for the answers.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. I've been doing this more than you. You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway. You ain't been doing an education.
Why don't you empower yourself and don't need to do it yourself?
Halfway.
Take a few steps back.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Art from your end, but always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guac, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Spazzing all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead the competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
And just like that, like the polar vortex, we in this piece, 2014. This is your boy L1, a.k.a. Logical One, a.k.a. Brock Gunny Samson, a.k.a. Brock G. I got a lot of names and I got a lot of titles. We also here with the one and only RC, a.k.a. Red Child. We back after a two-month hiatus. What's up?
What's up? How you doing? What's going on?
What's going down? Oh, man. Surviving, that's what's going on. That's what's really going on, man. 2013 couldn't end fast enough for me. I don't know about you, but that shit can go to hell, man. The last 2 months, everybody's like, man, what's up with the show? What's up with the show? When you getting back on? And blah, 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 so on and so forth. Man, let me tell you something. Life will kick your ass if you ain't prepared. I'm going to tell you straight like that. Like I said, I couldn't wait to get in, man, and get my game face back on, man, because the last, I want to say September through December was just like crazy for you guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Look. I got laid off. That fucked me up. Yeah, fuck Pitney Bowes and McDonald's Corp. Yeah, they laid me off, man. They got a new company and shit. So, you know, they come in, oh, yeah, we're going to keep you guys. Yeah, we're going to keep you, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're getting that pink slip and shit. So that shit happened. So, you know, I'm back in the temp circuit temporarily, you know, so I'm trying to do that. Mom's car got fucked up, you know, she, you know, blew a head gasket, so, you know, I had to play Benson and shit to help her get to and from work, but, you know, you do that for moms. Fucking cable kept messing up, man. We had blackouts and stuff, so that was, like, pretty much why I wasn't on air all the time with Red and stuff, man, because it's like, man, you know, we doing this centralized. Well, we're not centralized. We like little satellites. You know, D, creator of the D Hour Show, man, he's all the way in Arizona. And myself, I'm in Illinois. Red is out there, and I'm in Atlanta. So it's like, you know, I don't know if Red has a laptop or not, but, you know, she could actually do it. It's better with two people. But anyway, you know, my internet was down. And, yes, I paid the bill. We just got Comcast, and they really fuck up every now and then. So, you know, we had that situation going on. Just a whole bunch of craziness, man, that was just really messing me up for the last couple of episodes of the show and everything. You know, already see 2014 starting out crazy because Red, you know, she's dropping off air and everything, you know. But yeah, I'm going to pass air. Yeah, we had that going. I had another birthday, and I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but I'm getting up there. And yeah, I had another birthday in November. I'm a Sagittarius. What up, though? Yeah, everybody else behind about the Scorpios. We ain't loving them Scorpios. They freaky, but we ain't loving them. Yeah, it's 2013 has ups and downs. You know, I had to close the comic book store. Grand opening, grand closing. The comic book store is going to be reopened in the spring, but I had to close that down because we had a landlord that, you know, you try to do right and you try to get out here and you try to, you know, get a black business started. You know, everybody from the get-go, you know, certain people, individuals was like, oh, man, the comic book store, that shit ain't going to work. That shit ain't going to work. But you have to do more than just comic books, and you have to appeal to people more, you know, with other things. I'm not saying, you know, comic book slash liquor store slash weed store and everything like that. But what I am saying, you have to, you know what I'm saying? You have to sit out and you have to broaden your horizons and everything. Yeah, I know a lot of teens don't read comic books, but you got grown-ass cats like myself. I still read, still collect. Mm-hmm. But there are other things we have in the store. It's not just comic books. It's video games and things of that nature. But anyway, yeah, the store closed down because our landlord, he was a jerk face, and, you know, I had to calm down my partner to keep him from going over to whoop his ass, you know, over some bullshit. And we just made an executive decision. It was just like, look, you know, fuck this. Close the place up. We ain't got to deal with him. We take our shit, put our shit in storage, and we start off fresh. Got new ideas, so be looking for that if you're in the Illinois area, Oak Park to be exact, for the store to be opened up in the spring. So I got that in the works. What else happened to me in 2013? The fucking heat went out in my apartment. December 23rd, man. These motherfuckers, man, they got an old, I don't know how many people are familiar with the inner workings of your apartment, but we have baseboard heating. And what that is like a little pipe radiator or whatever, and, you know, it's against the wall of the apartment. And, you know, water comes through that, and then, you know, it's like a little long-ass radiator. But basically, the boiler went out, and these motherfuckers over here, man, I'm telling you, you know my temper, Red, man. I be trying to keep it 100 with these guys, man. But, you know, it's like you keep hearing the same excuse. I'm like, man, it's the 23rd. They fixed it. But then we got this problem called the steam hammer where, you know, the steam is circulating through the boiler and everything, and it's trying to get, you know, circulate through the building. And there's a pressure problem with it because the water, you know, it's skipping. It's making a
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You can hear this in the radiator. So that shit went on till, like, New Year's Eve, right? New Year's Eve comes, the fucking thing died. So I'm in the fucking apartment. We in here, no heat. So I'm sitting over here. I'm like, okay, so sat over here. My girl, she sat up and turned on the oven. And then, you know, we had to boil water and shit, you know, until they fixed the thing. You know, we had Sven and Rathgar down there trying to rebuild a brand new boiler. So needless to say, the heat came back on yesterday. Cold as fucking 2 days in Chicago. I mean, it was literally Siberia over here. Cold as fucking days. And we in here boiling water and got the fucking oven on like we in good times in this motherfucker. And the heat finally came back on 2:30 this morning.
Damn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd have called the village on their ass, man, inspectors, everything, man, you know. But needless to say, it's time for Brock G and family to get the fuck on out of Dodge and, you know, get the fuck on up out of here, man. So that's how my 2013, you know, New Year's Eve went. You know, I didn't even go out New Year's Eve because I didn't want to go out because these fucking idiots was out here shooting. You know, people want to be, you know, they want to be turned up. And I'm getting up there to the point where I just want the volume at a reasonable noise level. You know, I don't want to be bothered with these cats out here, man, you know.
But yeah, and at some point, it's an age where you shouldn't be turned up no more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't no fuddy-duddy or nothing like that, but I still like to go out and kick it. I still go to a concert here. But I'm at that age, man, I ain't trying to, you know, be up under no whole bunch of young-ass females and shit. And, you know, I ain't tail-chasing like that no more. You know, when you hit an age, man, you find you that woman, you sit down and you chill with them, that, and that's that. You know, you don't have time to be out there playing around with these young chicks and shit, you know, these yamps. And, they ain't looking for nothing. You know, they looking for somebody to take care of them. They ain't looking to work for nobody. And so, you know, I just decided, you know, stay in with my lady and chill and, you know, and fuck the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, if you get to a point, man, you don't want to be bothered with that shit, you know? So that was my 2000, and, you know, literally you had to sit up in this motherfucking cuddle because fucking heat was gone. So, you know, we was like two roaches cuddled up in this motherfucking, man, a little blanket and shit, man. You know?
Rub your leg against mine.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Passing hot ass farts up under the damn blankets to try to keep warm.
Uh-oh.
You know? So, it was crazy. This year, I want to try something different. I ain't been able to talk to you, Red, but I got my man X-Ray to put together a little 30-minute mix. And basically, you know, anybody listening that's a DJ, this is what I would like to happen. If you have a SoundCloud account or a MixCloud account or whatever type of account, if you want to get your mixes showcased, that would probably be the best thing to do. Hit me up at logical3, logical3 at gmail.com, and send me a 30-minute mix of your best hotness and everything. But I must reiterate, I don't want no trap shit. I'm just saying it's our show. This is basically what I fucking want, but I don't want no trap shit. I want some real hip-hop. If you got skills, put it down 30 minutes. I'll showcase your stuff on the show, and we'll listen to it and everything, you know. And you know, if that'll be an outlet for you, you can call up your boys and be like, hey, they play my shit on Naja Head Wednesdays. And if your shit is dope, man, you know, we'll put you out there, you know, and get you some, you know, some exposure and everything. That's what I'm trying to do different this year. You know, we're probably going to be a little bit less talk, a little bit more music, and I do got some bangers for you tonight. We got a two-hour show, and tonight, according to my man D, you know, sometimes these rapper motherfuckers act funny sometimes, man. Sometimes they cool, sometimes they bad. You might get a good egg, you might get a good bad egg. But I don't think this gentleman is like that. But, yeah, we're supposed to have Drez on the show tonight. And for those who don't know Drez, he was an affluent member of the Flavor Unit. I'm sure it's half of y'all don't even know what the fuck that is. And the Native Tongues, you know, with Tribe Called Quest, shit, Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, a whole bunch of motherfuckers was part of the slavery, I mean, not the slavery unit, but the Native Tongue slavery unit was Queen Latifah, Naughty by Nature, Freddie Fox, Dres, a whole bunch of different casts on there. But anyway, that's what we're supposed to have on the show tonight. And I got a couple of joints, some oldies but goodies by them. I got some new Common, Common Sense. So you guys might like that. Yeah. And he got a joint called War. And that's going to be pretty good. But I'll probably talk about some of the albums in 2013, some of the hip-hop albums that came out, some that flopped, some that didn't. When I started the show, this tragic motherfucker, Kanye and Sway, and they had a little trap mix that I played, you know, which you ain't got the answers with, you know. Kanye, I'm going to put it like to you like this. Kanye's not a bad dude. He's got, to me, and this is my opinion, he has an ego problem going on right now. He's got a lot of things going on. Motherfuckers be like, oh, Kanye ain't got no ego problem. What he talking about, you know, is some real shit. On one hand, I agree with that, and on the other hand, you know, there's a little thing called sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up and just make music sometimes. I mean, if you want to do clothing, that's your prerogative, do what you want to do. But sometimes just sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up and chill. You know, even doing a lot of yapping and instead of, you know, just making music. Because I'm going to tell you, that last album, in my opinion, was hot garbage.
Yeah.
It was hot garbage. You know, that was one of the major flops of 2013 next to French Montana's album.
Oh, wow.
shit, Snoop Lion's album was horrible.
Oh, he had one? Damn.
Yeah, he made one. LL's album was horrible. Nobody even fucking knew he had an album out. And it was horrible. It's, you know. Anyway, that's pretty much what we're going on with. But, oh, man, we got some females in hip-hop that I have truly slept on. I introduced you guys to Rapsody last year. And these are talented females, man. Rapsody and this other woman by the name of Dynasty. But we're going to play them a little bit later on. Right now, I'm going to hit you with some of Black Sheep. This is Drez's original group, him, himself, and Mr. Long. And we're going to play this joint, but in the meantime. So we'll be back. Stay tuned.
If it's about anything, then it's gotta be style. What happens now? A better man can hold the mic and do the proving. Dres of the Black Sheep, y'all, let's get the sheep moving. I'd like to pay a tribute to what to knock and boot. I'm single and I mingle. If you jingle, I play with, but there's another. The other, the brother on the cover. Sport along, I bought along. A duo, not a trio, move your booty, cause I say so. Be a lusting on a busting Black Sheep, not your average show. Now I hold a microphone, but this is what I wanted. A pocket full of panani, better me than those that front it. Dropping bombs, lovely, make them jet without their jetta. Keep frontin' if you're wantin', but I bet you're the Beretta. Punctuation, exclamation. The lingo I let go, not that it's my style, cause I let go my ego. Be it just us, just you, just me, or just who? Never am I full. Got to get residuals pronto. Tonto was engine number 9. I'm out to get the nickels, quarters, pennies, and the dimes. But in the meantime, I try to hawk one. I try to hawk one. In the meantime. At last, Black Sheep on wax, and finally it's for himself that Mr. Long is laying tracks. Now I won't dally a fiddle, give you more than bits and kibble. Or is it kibbles and bits that became hits? Now there's a riddle, believe me, cause you see, I do understand. Heard a jam, it was flam, bought the album Van Damme, it's weak. But for the moment, I won't speak upon this. I mean that, I mean those, I mean them, I mean...
severe, I mean here, damn.
Yo, what you trying to say, Drez?
Yo, let me try this again. You see, this is rather funky. The style that I'm displaying, somewhat bona fide, on the side of okay, and finally, you hung up for dopeness is full. Please excuse. Yo, turn it up a decibel, four. I am about to rip a style that will make heads bop a while. So please step to the right if you suck. Should I do one violator?
What the fuck?
Moving, yes I'm moving. Am I moving?
Goony goo goo.
Say la, what? Say la, say la.
Poo poo.
Say it in a second after Drez is finished wrecking. As I'm wrecking, got you checking. Step to this and Drez will deck. But in the meantime, I try to fork one. I try to fork one in the meantime. Not in the meantime. I try to fork one. I try to fork one in the meantime. Surprising you, I'm rising, dresmerizing and subliminalizing. Black sheep are here. We're breaking all ties and making songs that are prolific. Specific yet terrific. Move a body in a city to both sides of the Pacific. I'm dressing you or not. You're cold, I'm hot, which means I'm soon to boil booty. Your booty the butt, but still you think you're royal. Are you mad? Are you jealous? Overjoyed or overzealous? Hold your glass and sip. For when you held the mic, you couldn't rip the four. Your mic went hush. Keep sipping stupid lush. I know I'll be alright tonight. I took my time, I didn't rush. I didn't blush, I didn't frown. Got up to get down. Henceforth I'm getting down and dirty, G. A fool that I would not be. Stupid, cupid, long a loop it. I sing you like a bumble. Where's the bee? Here I be. Can't you see? Can't you peep? If you're sleeping, then wake up. If you're stinking, then wash up. If you're creeping, then catch up. You're rolling with a black sheep. Now in the meantime, I try to hawk one. I try to hawk one in the meantime. Said in the meantime, I try to hawk one. I try to hawk one in the meantime.
Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? No, not who I am or when I'm coming till you sleep. Wasn't in my realm, I wasn't in your sphere. Knew not who I was, but listen here. Dread, D-R-E-S, yes, I guess I can start. If this alright with you, I'll rip this head joint apart. Back middle to the front, don't front. Want a good time, wanna give you what you want. Can I hear a hey? Now get a yo. You got a hat? It's for the house. The styling is creative. Black sheep of the native. Can be violated or even decepticated. I got brothers in the jungle, cousins on a quest. Step retarded uncles and people are may they rest. Yes, which way, what, when, how? Mr. Long Dress, black sheep slam now. No, you heard the others, only to the lovers. Then of course, the choice is yours.
To a kind of with a fly hoe. Fifth the scenario. And
Bam. And like that, we are back. I know some of y'all are probably listening like, damn, what version of that was that off of the joint? Well, if you had the LP, that's the LP version. The one that was on the singles, I believe, was a remix. Am I correct, Dress?
Yeah, I would be correct, sir. How's it going, brother?
Thank you. Thank you. It's going pretty good, man. It's going pretty good. Man,
that's what's up. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir, man. I haven't seen you. Last time I saw you was at the North Coast Music Festival, and I bumped into you at the De La Soul joint, man. You was going up there to perform with them with De La Soul, and then you was on your way to perform at one of my guys' joint, man. So that's the
I remember that. No doubt. No doubt. I was in the shot.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's
so
up.
So what's been going on with you, man? How you been living?
Ah, beautifully. Everything is great, man. Just really kind of back in the studio. I'm in the studio right now actually doing some work with my brother Showbiz hanging with me tonight. I'm hanging with him, rather. And, I mean, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Evertan project. If you're not, I got to definitely send it to you. But me and Jerobi from A Tribe Called Quest put a project together. Goes by the name of Evertan. Yeah. Evertan is native spelled backwards. You know what I'm saying? And, we put an album. We released an album last year. It's pretty dope. Name of the album's called Speed of Life. So you know, I've really been kind of promoting that. It was real independent. You know what I'm saying? But you know, always doing my Black Sheep stuff. The latest Black Sheep project that's out is called From the Black Pool of Genius. And there'll be some new Black Sheep in New Year, as well as probably some more Evertan. And you know, just staying on the road. I'm at the point now my kids are kind of doing their own thing and what have you, so I'm kind of enjoying that as well. And, you know, just staying busy, man, on all cylinders.
Now, would that be Showbiz or Showbiz and AG? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We'd like to holler at him and AG one day, man, if we get a chance, man, sometime soon in the future.
I'll let them know.
Answered a whole bunch of stuff, man. Actually, I mean, you let us know about the album, man, and I was actually trying to get at Long, man, and I know D was trying to hit you up, man, but, you know, just trying to figure, do you guys still stay in contact? Is everything cool?
We chat from time to time. We're more online these days. You know, we have a vested interest together, definitely, you know, saying that we kind of have had conversations about doing some shows this year possibly together, maybe a little reunion tour. You know, like, we both doing our own things, definitely, but, you know, there's a possibility you might see something happen between us together in 2014. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, because I was really trying to get at him, man, you know, to do a surprise, you know, call in, man, to have you both together. Because it's been how many years since the Black Sheep album dropped, man?
It's been a few. We did some, we came back together right like in 2000, put a few songs together. We did an EP. But, you know, it's been a while. It's definitely been a while.
Because you guys had a third Black Sheep album, but it was a promo or something like that. Was that both you and Long together, or was it just Black Sheep
and
Dread?
I kind of been holding it down for the last, like, three projects. Essentially, we had did an EP together in, like, 2000, the Red Light, Green Light EP. It was just a little limited, very, very, very exclusive piece. But, you know, really didn't pan out. You know, like, we definitely, you know, kind of wind up doing our own things respectively. You know, definitely wish each other the best, but, you know, kind of, I guess, at two different places in our lives. And, you know, I've been holding the Black Sheep banner down for like my last three projects. I got the AWM project, the Short Shot album, and as well Black Pool of Genius. And, you know, just really kind of just doing what I do. And, you know, that's what it is at this point. It's all love, though. I mean, you know, I definitely wish him the best. And we'll see. We'll see if we do some stuff in the new year.
That's cool. I see you've been doing a lot of collabs. Before you call, I was just getting ready to go into that joint with you, Chi Ali, and Droopy. And I was going to say it's going down joint. I was going to hit him with that Sadat X joint from last year right here. That kind of caught me by surprise when I heard that on Sadat's joint. I was like, man, where this cat come from, man? That's pretty tough, man. Yeah, so
that's tough, man, no doubt.
Yeah, I got some.
Make sure you
man.
Check out the Evertan. Evertan, like I said, is native spelled backwards. You know, your listeners definitely can get up with me on Twitter, Drez Black Sheep on Twitter, Drez Evertan on Instagram, and you know, definitely find out what's going on with us. We got, you know, always doing shows. We got doing Radio City on here in New York on the 24th of this month. And, you know, a few other spots about to hit Canada in a month or so, run around a little bit. You know, just doing what I do, doing what I've been doing.
Okay, well, I appreciate the call in, man. I ain't going to keep you up because I know this studio time costs money, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the love, brother, sincerely. And, we'll stay up. Make sure you definitely send me your email, and I'll send you some stuff that, you know, you might not have heard yet.
Well, that's cool. You keep in contact with me, too, man, because we might be able to get you out here in the shot, you know, out here to perform, man, because I'm sure a lot of people would love to see you. I don't know when the last time you've been out here. But, you know, it'll be good, man, to see you out here again, man.
Without question. Big up to the shot. Much love, sincerely. Always, you know what I'm saying? Got some good dudes out there, you know what I'm saying? Always love to come out that way. Always.
Okay, man, well, you be easy, man. Go on and record them gems for us, man, so we can hear some
That's
new
what
shit.
We doing. All right.
And,
love and love, family.
Peace out, yeah, man.
Have a good
Thanks
night.
For calling, man.
All right. Peace.
And there we go. Just had my man Dre as a black sheep, one half of black sheep and everything on here. He came in and politicked with us for a little bit. And it is what it is, man. You know, if you guys want to hear that again, listen to the audio, find out where you can reach out to Dre and check out some of the joints that he's putting out. That was pretty cool, man. He was up with Showbiz and AG, but, well, producer Showbiz, man. That's part of the DIT crew, you know, Digging the Crates crew, Lord Finesse, Pooh Bah and all them, man, Fat Joe, all of them, man, together, man. We're going to try to see if I get AG and Showbiz on them. I have to have D holler at them. And yes, again, we've lost Red Child, but she'll be back. But anyway, we were talking about some of them joints, man, and I'm going to play this old joint. This is one of the old joints off of his last LP. And this is with him, Chi Ali, and Droop Dogg on here. And we're going to hit it right there, and then we're going to hit you with some Sadat X, and then we'll be back. Hopefully, Rich Allen will be back on the air, but we'll be back, so we'll get with you. Now I did it.
Huh? Yo, 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 my nigga Dredd, this new millennium shit, I'm all a krill, yo. I'm all a krill, yo. And what
holla,
we gon' do
holla,
is
holla,
gon' bless this. All them niggas thinking we fell off and all
never
that. Where y'all been and all that. All them niggas with
that.
Jokes and all that.
Clown,
yeah,
man.
Y'all faggot ass niggas probably running around broke most of y'all anyway. You know, niggas staking money with or without hip hop. Believe that,
without
nigga. No, but we gon' do it like
always,
this.
Nigga.
Check it.
Always.
I ain't wrote in a while, cause niggas been quoting my style. I walk through these faggot kids, they hoping I smile, but I don't smile at y'all, I wow at y'all. I get 100 singles, throw the whole fucking pallet, y'all. I'm that nigga, my bitch is from Shaq Biggers. My shorty niggas run around town and clap niggas that violate. You bitch niggas, y'all gotta hate. I walk the streets of New York with a lot of kids. I bust raps and bust guns and smoke so goddamn much, I know I'm soon to have bust lungs. What fuck it, dude? Bitches thinking, damn, he's so fucking cute. He got good hair and he getting fucking loose. So what, man? I walk with a strut and the way I bust some bitches, I must want a deluxe fam shit, yo. All a nigga bro know was get dope. Met that
yo,
bitch Chris Allen, I had
yo,
to dip
I be the drug pharmacist, crack chemist, scientist, extortionist, bully your block, street terrorist, triple beam scheme for scale, specialist, crack 1,000 bars for every milligram in the brick, beam from the whip, stick the coupe that stick, 5-speed with the chip, cut the top on the stick, hit the fifth, take a flick while I'm up in the mix, grab a chick, drop the top, then I'm going in the mix, back to the Bronx cell, selling that bitch, never scared, never scratching the itch, never a sit, on the corner of Soundview, me and my clique, that nigga Droopy Dog steps off holding his
yeah,
dick.
I'm night is pitch black, and all he heard was click clack, nothing seen, so honey screamed and found him with the split back, hit the set, making more moves, then the nigga on the bike, with a brick and a tech, getting pulled at the light, to sit back, with six packs, cooling counting the kickback, with a bad bitch, the suck that I could give a lick back, as we drifted from the head, upstairs to the bed, rolled the sack, said she got my back, whether black or red, hit the stroker, ballin', callin' shots like Ayatoka, after flipping, we sippin' on the frappuccino mocha, shit, showered and shoved, in the fog, a mirage, of a silhouette of weed, pulling out the garage, and money grip had to get it, see, he left me for dead, out of
counting on, I own that nigga, wet me and fled. I wanted the right time with a wig and a dress, but caught him at nighttime on the street, he could rest. In any ghetto U.S., anything that you can get to get dope, it's going down and I don't care where you rest. Where we at with this today? Black business, play on the street, level for real, I don't care where you lay. Any ghetto U.S., anything that you can get to get dope, it's going down, I don't care where you rest. Where we at with this today? Me and my gon' play on the street, level for real,
Just like we leave crazy dirty, come back with crazy knots.
We right here, we right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square, we right here, we right here, we ain't going nowhere. No fear, no care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker right here.
We gon' do just what the beast says. Right here,
no email verses. Motherfuck that, we keepin' in all the curses. You claim to be a native and you run with evidence. You know what I bring, got extra main man. The key to a collab is that it's grab. Off the rip, the first one on the trip, I'm the lead. Will tell, turn me up, let the heart take bleed. Something got it in the air, swimming by the snare. In the empire, been fight, tell the quiet thing that here's the end, bring back. So we move forward, three kings, you saw it right here. This year, straight bars, you looking through the dates to offers. More than money and cars, I'm even funny and stuff. Low class, no E, pass sometimes, we pass, but we can't be left.
We right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square, we right here. We right here, we ain't going nowhere. No fear, no care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker right here.
Not Rory and Dres, the motherfucking triumvirate. Foster past the box, so that you come with. This jungle cream is to me, sit rotten, strange. You wild intelligent, change your game into brain. It happens all the time. Press the face on the glass, just see me shine. Anticipate me rhyme. World has a nice word. Good placement with statements. Animate verbs. Huh. You spit that shit with naught. Candy styles are getting licked like dog balls in Central Park. My verbal skills are spark. By merely existing, you're a douchebag. You only can flow when you twist it. I rap my rhymes in them old school black and white composition books. iPhone rappers be shook. Cause they don't have an app when you dummies talk shit. Hey, yo, ass is smack.
We right here. We right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square. We right here. We right here. We ain't going nowhere. No fear. No care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker right here.
I'm stepping in the
right
block, brothers bowling on the court. Smell the lot off the door. Getting money is a sport. Light a port. Giving nods to my niggas, hold the fort. Keep the stranger in the jewels. I'll probably wind up falling short. Hey, yo, even in the daytime, I flow like Corona. Go ahead. Play yourself, motherfucker. Be a donor from here to California. Lovers loving Malik. They only love you as a flower. And here I am a D. What you gonna do but bleed? When I pull you underground, hit you with a pound of rounds. Fuck around. Find the sound from New York to the town that explains what you're feeling. We nice. Swing us to bring it, baby boy. East Coast. Three dice. Trip any number for a slice of the wonder. Under any light post, I'm lightning the thunder. Coming out the sprinkler, rinsing off the sins. Where I've been in your face, dope and vanish the rinse.
We right here. We right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square. We right here. We right here. We ain't going nowhere. No fear. No care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker right here.
You know, just like that, we are back on the air. Man, them two joints. That first joint, man, man, I didn't really get to ask him what I want to. He kind of answered everything really quick, man. You know, cats be moving, man. He trying to get out of here, dude. You know, he got shit to do.
Uh-huh, you know,
right, you know what I'm saying? That last joint was off of Sadat X's last LP for 2013. I don't have the name of it right now. I can't think of it right now. But the joint is called Right Here. And that whole Sadat album, let me tell you something, man. Sadat, that cat, man, he releases albums, man. A lot of people sleep on them joints, man. So a lot of them are pretty good. So it's pretty good, man. That shit was dope. And then that last one was off of the Dres Sure Shot album, and that was actually 1999. I didn't even get a chance to ask the brother if he still was talking to Chi Ali since he got out, you know, because Chi Ali, you know, went in for a bid. And I forget what it was, man. I don't want to start no rumors and shit, but I know he went in jail for a while. And he got out. I've been trying to get that cat on here too, man. But like I said, he answered a lot of shit, man. And sometimes you get, you know, cats, especially when they super busy and everything, man. That was like a 15-minute zip it in, zip it out interview, man. I said a few things, and he got his points across, and he looked out, hey, you know, it's like, you know, Russell Simmons, thank y'all for coming, good night, goodbye. And, you know, he gave us what it is right there, man. So I really couldn't, you know, hit him up the way I wanted to, but we're going to try to get him back again and ask him some more questions and everything. But, yeah, they actually had 5 albums, well, two of which that it was officially Black Sheep. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to start no rumors and shit. But, you know, I don't think him and Long I guess they got different paths. I put it like that, you know. But the conversation, it you know, like I say, when I asked about him, so maybe it probably wasn't a good idea, you know, to have him, pop up on as a surprise visit if they really ain't, you know, where they need to be. So you know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that go. But I'm trying to get my man Ray. That's why I've got these pauses, because he's texting me. And, you know, X-Ray is the guest DJ for the first show of 2014, well, the first show of Nod Your Head. And, you know, just try to get some input from him on what's going down with my man and, you know, how long he's been spending stuff. But, again, like I said, I'm trying something new this year. Nod Your Head is trying something new. I'm talking singular, but it's plural. I want DJs to come in and, you know, send me your best shit. You know, give me the SoundCloud link so I can download it and put the shit on the air and let people listen to it. And, you know, like I said, I don't want no trap music, man. I hear enough of that shit. I'm not trying to be prejudiced against the shit, but I'm tired of that shit. I want to hear some boom back. You know, this is our show, so we play what the fuck we want. But, yeah, you know, give me some hip-hop, man. If you got instrumentals, you good with instrumentals and shit, do some instrumental mixes and shit. Give me some dope shit, man. That's what we want to hear on the show. I'm going to stop yapping, though. I got some more music for you. I was talking about 2 female hip-hop artists. I actually got to see one a couple of months ago, Rhapsody. She's part of Ninth Wonder's crew. And, you know, for y'all don't remember, Ninth Wonder, he was part of Little Brother and the whole, they had a crew. I can't remember. My mind is going, but I can't remember. They had a crew. But anyway, the Justice League, that's what they were called. And, you know, of course, y'all know Little Brother split up. And, you know, then you got Nicolay. Nicolay was actually just out here last week. Was it last week or the week before? Somewhere before Christmas or after Christmas, but I know the motherfucker was out here. And, you know, like I say, this is part of his crew. And Primo did the production on this joint. I mean, this came out last year, but y'all need to check for her. But wait till y'all hear this motherfucker, Dynasty. These motherfuckers right here are the 2 females next to Jean Grey and a couple of others to be listening for. I know y'all got a hard on for Nicki Minaj and all that shit. Nicki Minaj used to sound like this.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying? She used to sound like this. But it is what it is, man. But I'm going to let you hear Rhapsody, and then we're going to go on to Dynasty. This joint right here is called Kingship. This is Primo produced. Nod Your Head.
Check 1, 2. DJ Premier. Rhapsody. Ninth Wonder. Here we go.
In the presence of kingship, washed all my demons in the dark with a fiend's trip. Looking at ravines, dreams shallow as these is. If we ain't talking about flying, then we wingless. Landed in the city where Diddy danced. I couldn't chance to not advance like priest nuns had fatal accident. On a higher plane, I feel estranged from normal shit. Tap me on my shoulder, I told her, you just too normal, bitch. I'm recollecting every word they regretting. Trying to conjure every presence. Became a king from a peasant. From Nas to Jay, had I display the same in his presence. The gift like intelligence, use it just like a weapon, shit. Cause fuck second, nigga, I'm out for uno. A minute in, I killed it, and fuck it, I still got two more. I'm like that new coat, you show off. In the wrong season when the coat off. Sweating me, I'm that new horse. Polo button, no front, and I ride for something. Stunting in the quarters when niggas rap before daughter's over. It's so over when rap premiere and a rap premiere. She got game off, fucker, that flavor in your ear. Biggie size, my Mac on track. You niggas flat, couldn't circle floor. You floated inside a cul-de-sac. Yeah, that's the answer, you win the street. Word to Primo, I pray Chicago put down the heat. Chicago almost put down the heat, but never made it to the finals, that's your same defeat. They call me R to the AP, and that's cream on the beat, shots to NC.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers, yo. From King Arthur to King Carter to Queen Carter, royalty, loyalty, never deserted like Botswana, middle trauma. Decipher how I was pinning. I'm pinning, you resented it. Everything like the Kingsman. The beat stalk, look how I walk. I'm so used to winning this time. I told niggas my rhymes is like the menace. Society, sobriety, fuck it, just overdosing it. Wade in the flow and they follow me coast to coast with it. They like shit, nigga, fuck you gon' do next. Trippin' cause I triple like triplets, the growth apex. Apex told me you solely could be the one. I reply like you cried at night in silence. Never speak on it, beast on it, every time I breathe on it. Day morning, yeah, I killed it, day dormant, still I'm building. Like convertibles, never forced to add a ceiling. Keep my mind open, I stay awoke and I'm never slipping. I'm never pippin', boy. Headed when it come to rap. Only way I know to be in the circle where the kings is at. They say the queens is back. Young Black Elizabeth, Preem on the beat, nigga rap. I'm still killing it. Still killing it.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers. Looking in the mirror, who am I and who I wanna be? Do I ask of others more than I am expecting of me? Everything looks good, it's all in order. Got my eyebrows done and I've been sipping on that water. So my skin is behaving. The man that I'm dating said I look beautiful without faces I be creating. But he don't mind the makeup, he just likes to take up the spaces in my mind with negative I use to find. He reminds me I'm pretty beautiful by design. Since I know God is in me, most of it is inside. But sometimes I forget it when I cry, wishing life away, feeling guilty when I hurt somebody dying. I don't wanna go cause I know I ain't done. I just gotta get better, so I run towards righteousness. I write for this, in these trying times I will fight for this. Righteous. Patio 79 degrees in December, so I'm happy. Never know what tomorrow will bring. Right now I'm chilling. Each day has enough worry to fill it. Listen, listen, paying attention to what they giving. Live for the flesh when my soul stay winning. And I march like a chief on the beat with the left, right, left customs on the feet. I am elevated but remain down to earth. I was destined by higher means to put my best in. You hearing this? What a blessing to get to live life, get right in the session. I mean, who you know that body MCs but still inspire you? Reach the little kids, giving them something to aspire to. Push you to be better, hustling to be a higher you. People say I don't listen to rap, but I admire you.
Yo, 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 my circle.
circle tight like a serpent bite. I served in life when I served the mic. Heard it, plus I learned in life. Earning of a certain type, yearning for the further light. Comes from the finger grip, wrist when it turn to right. Fully out of touch with the modern day agenda. Started coming out of left, they got me trying to play the center. I'm a modern day inventor. Lyrical architecture, start the lecture with the rhythm. And they pick apart the embers, keep it fire like temper. Not condoning marines. Only time I hear that knowledge in a poetry scene. First abandon, make it dance, oh. Now she a queen, got a job carving a crib. But she out for your cream, I'm staying righteous. Morally bright as I ignite this. The dynamite, sick of the light. Leaving them blind, it's divine bliss. Reach for the sky, we trying to grind and get away from lifeless infatuation, living righteous.
Yeah, those are the two. I mean, both of them came out 2013, man. I didn't even know this joint right here was called Happiness by Dynasty. And I didn't even know she had a full album out. I just happened to be on YouTube and saw she was one of Primo's, you know, people. I was like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, a Primo producer, man. Let me check this shit out, because I ain't heard nothing, you know, a female rock over Primo's beats, you know, other than Bahamadia, you know. We have to get her on the show one day, too, so y'all know who the fuck she is. But, yeah, these are the two to check out, man. Rhapsody, she had her joint, man, and Dynasty. And I'm going to play the Posse Cuts later on. Rhapsody got this one joint, man, with Fonte and Jay Electronica called Jedi. And then I'm going to let y'all hear the one with Talib with Dynasty later on. But I got some more shit for y'all tonight, too. I got a joint with Raekwon and Cardinal Official. I got some Smith & Wesson. So I only didn't get Smith & Wesson last year, too. I'm going to tell you something. If y'all thought it was going to be a hip-hop album, I was a little bit disappointed, but the album was still good, man. Smith & Wesson came out with a nice little reggae hip-hop joint, man. You know, I ain't heard no shit like this in a long time. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Anyway, like I say, I'm still waiting on my man X-Ray to hit us up. So we could talk to him for a little bit before we go into his mixtape. Either way, if he don't, we still got beats. What's been going on out there in Atlanta? What the fuck is happening out there?
Oh, man, you know, it was a cold winter snap out here, so. Yeah. You know, we can't function. It's cold out here. Maybe in the house.
we had that happen to us, too. Out here again, like I say, we were stuck in this fucking weather with no heat. So you know, like I say, the walls. You know, I had to do the oven thing. You know, I had to do the J.J. Evans thing. You know, good times and open up the oven to heat the crib, man, and get some electric heaters and shit. And it was harsh, man. It was totally. We had to snuggle up in this mug, man. Oh, and by the way, for y'all that just heard that Rhapsody joint, go to www.iamrhapsody.com. She's got an album or a mixtape, MP3/CD, whatever, and it's called She Got Game. But she also has an album all called She Got Game. Check that joint out, man. Dynasty has an album out as well. Let me look at my little folder here and see what the name of it was again. Dynasty, A Star in Life's Clothing. Check that joint out. 2013, man, had a lot of undercover albums that came out, man, and got slept on, man, and put in the back burner, man. But I mean, I'm gonna run down, man. This is courtesy of my man Max Effort, man. Max Effort over there at Hip Hop Head, Future Classic and Vintage Hip Hop Music. He's got a Facebook page. That's a lot of shit to put in, but type in Hip Hop Heads with a Z, and you can check out his page, man. Of course, you know I got mine, nodyourhead.webs.com, and nodyourhead on Facebook. You check that out. But my man, he gave us pretty much a nice underground list of the stuff that came out 2013, the stuff that was worth noting. I'm going to run down a few of them, man. Some of these I got. Anything by Static Selecta that was released last year, get it. Static Selecta had a good year for albums, man. You know, he came out with some stuff with Ransom. He had a whole bunch of other little joints that came. I think he came out with three different albums, man, he produced over 2013. Alchemist had a good year. Get that Albert Einstein by, you know, with Prodigy and all them. And Alchemist, that was a good album. J-Zone, I don't know if y'all don't remember that cat, but he had a good album. Peter Pan Syndrome. All right, the Rugged Man comes out with one at least, man, every year just about. Black Milk dropped some shit. Poison, No Poison, No Paradise. Dilla came out. Another one by Static Selecta, Extended Play. If you don't hear Bird's Eye View, get that, because I played the shit out of that all last year. Barmageddon by Radcast. Totally underrated MC, man. Talib dropped, I think, two albums, Gravitas towards the end and Prisoner of Consciousness at the beginning. Dirty Slums, my man, Vice Versa. Chicago is on here, Detroit, Chicago-Detroit connection. Man, there's a lot of shit that came out. I can't even go down this list, man, but, I mean, Dirty Slums was good. If you didn't get the Peacemaker, Tony Touch, that was good. Joey Badass was good. There's a lot of good shit that came out, man. Y'all sleeping, man. So, you know, when y'all finish with the ABC 123 rhymes, man, check out some real stuff, man. I'm going to try to post the link up on the list, I should say, on my page. You know, like I say, courtesy of my man Max Effort, man. He, majority of the shit on this list I got, and I played it last year. So if you didn't hear it, you need to check it out and stop playing yourself. For real, for real. I'm just saying, man. You know, I mean, I get it. Everybody different strokes for different folks, but sometimes you got to, you know, you have to open up your mind, man. It can't always be about trapping and you know, listen to some real shit. I ain't going to say no real shit. Just listen to something different. That was one of my New Year's goals. I wasn't going to bash a lot of these hokey-ass motherfuckers that's been coming out that, you know, the younger generation, because that's their shit. You know, we got our shit, they got their shit. You know, I'm still waiting on Red to drop that album, but she's playing, you know, I don't know what to say.
I got you.
Now, at the rate you going, it's going to be like Dr. Dre and his album. At the rate you going. The way he, you know, he's supposed to have dropped that out a long time ago. Oh, here's something I want to talk about. This actually came up in the new year. It was an audio tape. I know it made its rounds on Facebook a while ago. And shout out to my man James, man. Hey, we gonna have that tape date again, man, so we can get the great tape trade going. My man James on chat. So what up, homie? That's my boy from Proviso East. Proviso East, stand up. Yeah, man, so KRS-One made the news for some shit that happened, like, back in, I want to say, 2005. And I guess they say this cat is his protege. I can't remember this motherfucking name, but it was some white cat. Some corny shit. I can't remember the dude's name. Funky J, that's what his name, MC Funky J. And the gist of it is audio tape going around with KRS-One pretty much threatened dude. He pretty much read dude, you know. Allegedly, Funky J put some shit on KRS-One door. And, you know, KRS, I don't know who called who, but, you know, there was a tape. Now, me being the person that I am, if a motherfucker leaving some shit on your door and threatening you, and it's on your family's door, that's a violation. That's an ass whooping. And I can understand, you know, where my man coming from. The whole thing allegedly led up to, you know, 20 grand worth of merchandise or whatever was left in this guy's van, and the van came up missing. So there's a lot of personal shit that was in the van, and it came up missing. Don't nobody know nothing. Don't nobody know where the van is. And I guess one thing led to another where he was blaming Chris about the shit. And Chris read his ass. Now, the problem that's fucking with everybody, this shit is like years old. This is like 2005, so what the fuck? Why are you bringing it out now? I mean, people's lives have went on. And it's like I said, you know, before, ain't a lot of shit worth fighting about. You know, if it happened in 2005, stop bringing old news. You know, these cats, man, record motherfuckers, you know, conversations and shit. 50 used to be notorious for that shit, man, recording conversations and shit and, you know, bringing the shit up and you know, later on, you know, somebody hearing about it and everybody acting like it's brand new and everything. And it really wasn't that big of a deal, but, you know, people posted up on it, and it was some bullshit, you know. I mean, I understand dude's anger, man. You don't come to nobody's house threatening them about some shit that you possibly might have done yourself, you know. So that's a little bit of news, man. It's getting increasingly hard to find good websites with good news, man. That's related to hip-hop, and the shit ain't like TMZ would be worried about Kanye and shit and his old lady. You know what I'm saying? It's like ain't nobody really posting no good news and shit. Oh, man, hold on. We got a call. We got a call. Najee at Wednesdays. Who's calling? Speak to me. Say something. Najee at Wednesdays. Say something, man.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Here we have him. Yeah, who is this?
I guess this is X-Ray. I was trying to call in and listen, but I guess I've been put on the spot to talk. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah, you on the spot, homie.
Yeah, I'm on the spot.
Man. Yeah, what's up with you, man? This is my man X-Ray. This is one of the DJs. This is the first DJ for the Naja Head Show. Who submitted his 30 minute mixtape, man. We gonna that's the new thing we're doing this year. We're gonna start playing 30 minute mixtape. So again, if you have one, give me your SoundCloud information or your MixCloud information so I can download the joint and showcase it on the show. Again, I don't wanna hear no trap. I don't wanna hear no bullshit. I wanna hear some boom bap. I don't wanna hear no ABC 123 Hannah Montana.
You know that's the future of where it's at now. You know, I'm taking a quick study on what's out there and see where this thing is going. It's like, please just label it to rap. It's not hip hop. You're not speaking on the culture. You're not speaking on the 4 to 5 elements. It's not hip hop. Just condense it down to rap. That's what it is. You rapping about what's going on. You know, it's some fantasy, it's 90% reality, but in the sense of just call it rap. When you start talking about graffiti, you know, b-boying, DJing, and just the element of culture and uplifting of people, you know, brown, black, white, whatever, you know, yellow, red, you want to talk about the uplifting of people, that's hip-hop. That's hip-hop culture. But, yeah, if you're just rapping, call it that. Please.
That's pretty much what it is, man. And again, like I say, my goal this year, I wasn't going to bash for the Wayne and nobody like that, but, you know, it got to a point, man, I'm on Pandora, man, making my own little radio stations, listening to it in the car, man, so I don't even listen to the radio no more. You know, it's certain things I catch that I hear. If I ain't on Facebook, I hear about it, but, I don't even listen to the radio like that no more. I mean, if I'm heading to whatever job, temp job I'm going to at the time, man. You know, I got my little iPod or my little note hooked up to the cassette deck in the car, man, and riding, man. I can't do it no more, man. It's just too much. It's too much weirdness out there. That's what I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna say bullshit. I'm gonna just say weirdness. And I ain't trying to hear no more.
And the thing is that the weird stuff was at one point the good stuff because it challenged everything that was going on. You know, it challenged. Society, you know, society's ills, it lets you know up front what's going on and there were solutions offered. You know, now everything bad is being accepted. If can't nobody see that this is applied against people, fight against black people, I'll just put it out there. If you can't see this applied against your own, you know, then who are you to us?
Yeah. It's really bad. It's really fucking bad. But we're going to stop y'all jacking for a minute, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this Smith & West with Junior Reed, Solid Ground. Let me tell you something. That album came out, and it was slept on. It's hip-hop, but it's got reggae. And it's a nice album, man. It's a solid album, man. So pick that joint up, man, if you see it, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this joint, man. Smith & West, Junior Reed, Solid Ground. Nod your head.
Let the enemies scatter.
If the ends justify the means, it don't really matter. The people don't progress, that's what makes me madder. It's sadder to see the things I see. Make me be the way I be. Grind for the cheese.
Prime life and prime time.
Supply them with dreams.
Slide by the fiends.
Like we ain't feeling the same pain. Surviving the scheme.
I'm from the best side. Bed side. Fly in my Benny style.
You know we off your mark through. It's been a little while.
Throwback bowl and some coke denim. You see my footsteps, now you wanna walk in them. Half a Mickey and a blicky since constructs and fatigue. Niggas couldn't fuck with me, nah. But you ain't gotta take my word for it, because I IG'd it and I know you throw it. In the fast lane, the Hussein Bolt of the crack game. Never gave a fuck and I still don't. Home run shouting, I don't never bunt.
Out of here.
No matter how much of a money getter, still looked at as a black nigga.
Yeah.
I come through,
I get salute.
I don't speak as much as my shooters do.
New recruits for the street war. The truth is that this biz like a seesaw. Seek another route, switch lane, detour. When living meek meals, what we all reach for. Need more, rent high, laid off, pay low. Face mask, rent truck, gunning for the payroll. Mouth to get goofy, get comfy, get shoot. Box up, after lock up, park up and move.
Steal my flow, you gotta steal me. And
let's pick it up. That weak shit, gotta go. Stay top. Catch me where the hoppers and the boppers go. Crabs on the barrel like popping up. Talking about Geronimo. Crap stacks so much realer. Stop snitching, ain't never been for no drug deal. Yeah, I said it. Get at me if you don't away. Freedom is the target. Ain't no winning belt yet.
Tired of being on the streets, niggas tired of robbing and stealing, niggas tired of selling drugs, they got little rap skills, they want to put their shit out and try to get some money, niggas tired of being on the hood, fucked up, fucked up.
Hey yo, DuPont Registry, shit you niggas never see, flow effortlessly, most definitely, any minor setback is just a lesson to me, so if you ever in my presence, it's a blessing to be, spit your shit like open sesame, I don't wrestle weak, Hempstead niggas to the death of me, fuck you and yours if you can't relate, I'm trying to make sure my Franklins and Grands are straight, I went from no pot to piston, the rock stack glisten, getting sloppy top on the drop with the top missing, mama told me get me a job, I will not listen, fuck working for the white man, I'd rather move white man. On top of that, I'm a beast behind a mic stand. Instead, stand the fuck up, I'm from the heights, man. I flip tracks, get stacks and tab booty. Murder you on live TV like Jack Ruby. Ooh, shit, I do shit. New shit, that comeback Charleston blue shit. I do shit. Fuck the image of giving, I spit true shit. Pump fake and get your whole crew hit. Nigga, my moves is calculated, no room for small errors. The small errors turn y'all fellas to fall bearers. Me and my G's at the dice game, betting keys. Take you to war like my weaponry was Lebanese. I pin bitches like a nigga from the 70s. Jekyll and Hyde, got you niggas terrified, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat.
From Nassau County, mutiny on the bounty. Feds trying to get me for years, they never found me. I ain't gotta shoot you, I keep shooters around me. And bitch, I'ma give you the dick, just don't have me. I hate them girls because I'm the damn scene. Jumping on my dick like a trampoline. These hoes be so thirsty, they carry a canteen. Keep hitting me on the head like a tambourine. I tell them, first, first, bitch, hand me green. And I'ma leave you with a damaged spleen. The man is mean, I'm a New York native. Incredibly creative. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to debate it. I should shoot you now or later, but why wait it? I'ma still kill your ass anyhow, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat.
Yo, the lack of money is the root of all evil. My life is like a movie, this here's a short preview. Niggas front and don't let them boys deceive you. Nobody do it like we do. It's more than rap, nigga. This is my life on CD. What I live is so vivid, you see it in 3D. Got holes and mink souls, exposing they being holes. Giving brains to my gang in the back of the road. Listen, you, I'm still clapping the foes. The 88 4 was still attracting them hoes. I put my word on my family jewels. My hands are good to lose. I vow to live by the code and understand the rules. I'm on point like archery. Straight up, I'm about my paper like y'all should be. Scared money don't make no money and y'all should. Fuck around, get your whole shit took, pussy ass nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like fast walk beat.
Chicks from Norway, hookers in the hallway. Fiends tap dancing on the strip like it's Broadway. Ask the $100 joint, inhale the info. 10% on the limo, doing endos. Farm raised goat. Yo, farm raised goat. Arm length tucked in a coat. 06 series bucket approach. Three stripes on the leather, powder puffing the nose. Say you feel my pain, really, motherfucker, you don't. I'm on some out of body. Out of body with the shaman in the jungle. Never cry over curdled milk, dip in convertible. Ride the leather neck, full length Persian twill. Shoot the tremble on accompanied by herbal pill. Gotta get it, gotta get it quick. Fuck her good or she on the look for better dick. I'm off the hook, dog, you fucking with a veteran. Think yeah. Different, express my sentiment. Yeah. Put you in a sediment.
Play never, see some Mercedes leather. She thinks she's bad, ain't nothing you can tell her. I ain't no regular nigga. If you see me with a bitch, you know she lucky I'm with her. She know she lucky I'm with her. Like a hungry motherfucker with a bucket of chicken. Heels is clicking from Beverly Hills to Hell's Kitchen. 20 sale spell is lifted. Sex hell different. The sex is a given. The fish scale is snipped off the dishes. Murder material. 38th grade cereal. Sat down and ate cereal. Motherfuckers like Soundboy Burial. Fly face tone, still vagina Grace Jones. My favorite clothes is my ace in the hole. Some basic hoe, I'm never taking her home. My statue naked in Rome. The 650 Beamer run 80 long. Switch whips, 456. 456. Switch whips, 456. 456. Switch whips, 456. 456, switch whips, 456.
Yeah, that was my man Rock Marciano, 456 and Action Bronson. I had to slide that one in, and I had to slide that Granddaddy IU Sasquatch feat. That's some new shit by Granddaddy IU. That nigga sent that to me like last week. So be on the lookout. He's trying to put an album. And then yet again, we had my girl Dynasty with Talib, and that joint was called Stay Shining. That was the first joint. So it's two hot females, and by hot, I mean lyrically hot females that y'all need to be checking for 2014, Dynasty and Rhapsody. Check both of them out. I knew about Rhapsody. Knew about her. But I slept hard on Dynasty because as soon as I saw that on YouTube, I was like, what the fuck was this? Check out, man. And be looking for that new Granddaddy IU joint whenever he decides to release it. I'm looking forward to hearing this Dre's joint too, man, with the Showbiz production, man. We had him on, but my man gave us the Russell Simmons, so he did a quick 15 minutes goodnight and goodbye joint. So if you want to hear it, check it out on the rewind side, and you check it out. We're gonna go overtime because we still got my man X-Ray. He on the line, either listening. But we got
doing a
joint.
A little bit of both.
Okay, so he's still there. This how old is this this joint, man, that you put out?
I think I did it in 2012, so.
Okay,
not
so
quite
it was last
two years.
Year. Two years ago. Yeah, so that's the new thing for this year. DJs, send me your best shit. Give me a SoundCloud link or something, so I can download your shit, showcase it on the show. 30 minutes, can't be over 30 minutes. Like I said, we probably going to go a little bit over time on this one. But, Red, if you got to cook something, if you got to smoke something, go smoke it because we're going to be like 30 minutes on this. And, we're gonna put this joint out, man. Ray, how long you been spending, man?
I've been spending since, let's say, 81, but I took it serious at 85, so.
So, yeah, I'm sure, give us a little info about your crew, man. Who you down with, man?
I'm the president of the Ghetto DJs.
Okay. And what is that consist of, man? And I mean, like, what the ghetto DJ
so we got. Well, we're basically listed as one of the older crews now. You know, we were one of the hottest crews when there was such a thing, but crews have gotten corny as of late or whatever. If it's 2-3 guys hang out or girls, it's a crew now. You know, so we've been together. I've been in the crew since 95, but the crew has been together, let's say, since 88. But, hey, you know, everything came together in 92. And, you know, we got the founders of Traxman, Pablo Disco Bar, and Sean Madness that resides in Virginia. They are the founders of the Ghetto DJs.
Okay. And so the Ghetto DJs, y'all play everything, y'all hip-hop, house music?
We play everything. We try to tackle, I would say, collectively, a genre at a time. You know, and some of us, you know, we stick true to whatever we do. Like, I've been in the hip-hop game so far as, like, spinning since, let's say, the late 80s. But when I got up with the crew them there in the end of 91, beginning of 92, that's when I began to show presence. You know, when it was out there for everybody to see. So, with them, you know, a lot of guys, they play a lot of house, you know. We get, you know, labeled as a ghetto house crew or whatever because our roots are in that, because we play everything. We don't, you know, nothing is weird or out the way for us. You know, if there's some drum and bass to be played, some jungle, you know, we'll find somebody to play it. If not, we catch a couple of tracks in there, we'll play it too. You know, so we're playing everything from house to hip-hop, funk, soul, jazz, reggae, ghetto house, techno, ghetto tech, you know, whatever it is. You know, we wanna touch it and bring the right play to it. Because there's a lot of guys out here and girls thinking the funk playing these records wrong. You can play songs all day long, but it's the way to play that record. You know, yeah. You got to learn how to play that record.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. We're going to have you come back periodically, man, and school them, man. What's the name of this track, man? It's this 30-minute mix, man.
It's called, I believe you picked up the Rare Groove one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, beats, breaks, and samples, something that I really, that's my passion, because everything has an origin as far as music. Nothing is original. It's going to come from somewhere. So the whole thing is to find something that's either been used on the rare side, you know, or, you know, something that's kind of, it can be popular, but that's, you know, thrown in a mix for people to catch their, you know, the average person's attention. This was for the heads, but a lot of, you know, just regular people, you know, that was just music connoisseurs, you know, not to alienate them, but music connoisseurs, you know, that kind of, you know, start listening to this mix and there. You know, my thing is to put something out there for them to enjoy, to listen to, and just to take them on a ride. You know, that's my whole mission musically. Take you on a ride, take you on adventures, you know, beginning, middle, and end. You know, have some high points, have some lows, and some build-ups, you know.
That's what's up. But we're going to go into the Rare Groove joint, so we'll see y'all in like 30 minutes. Red, if you want to order a pizza or something, I'm about to go order me one myself. And we're going to let this play out for a while. So y'all enjoy this. It's my man DJ X-Ray, Rare Groove, Volume 1, right?
Yes, Volume 1.
Okay. So
we're on Volume 3, but that's Volume 1.
We'll be back. Nod your head.
So I thought we'd have a little soul food dinner, something I know you people would like.
We'll be right back. Where it's at, where everything's at. They say to have loved and lost is better than to have never loved at all. People that say that just don't know what it is to lose love. Oh, I wish.
Boogie woogie here all night long.
You are listening to the DJ Corporate.
DJ X-Ray, let's go.
Goes.
This is my house. And this is my party. And if you don't want to stay to the party, you can find you somewhere else to go tonight. Because we're going to boogie-woogie here all night long. DJ X-Ray, let's go! Let's go!
People moving out. People moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 run but you sure can't hide.
And I, boy, and I are 2 for 2. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on.
Talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
X-Ray, I cut it short this rip because we got 15 minutes in the show. But this is that's what I'm talking about. Breakbeats, samples, stuff like that there, man. That's what we're looking for. Even if you got some battle skills or whatever, man, with your DJing, that's what we're looking for, man. That was my man X-Ray. It was actually supposed to be a 30-minute mix, but I gone and truncated down to 20. But, you know, we're going to get some more from him, and hopefully we'll get some more from some of the listeners out there. James, I know you listening right now, man. If you got some break beats or something, man, or something you can put together, man, don't hesitate to send it to me, man. You know, 1988 Tape Fest, me, my man James, my man Bo, we're going to trade them tapes in this year. I'm still looking for that one tape you would never let go of. I can't remember what it was. But when I remember, I'll let you know. But, yeah, we got 14 minutes left in the show. Again, it's 2014, new year. We're going to try to make it right this year, man. If you guys want to hear the rest of that mix and various others, check out my man on SoundCloud, DJ X-Ray, or look up Ray King on Facebook. And friend him up and go on and check that joint out, man. My man got some skill. I've been knowing this cat for a long time. So I know what he's capable of. I know what he got. I'd like to hear what some of y'all out there listening have. Before we go, I'm going to let you hear this Rhapsody. And I may have a little bit of time to sneak in this Nas off the Alchemist joint. You know what? I'll let y'all hear the Nas first because Nas is only like 2 minutes long. So I'll let y'all hear the Nas first, then we're going to the Rhapsody, and then after that, we're going to sign out, and we're going to catch y'all on the next show. So let me let y'all hear this Nas off the Alchemist album, and it's Nas Too Late. Nas, you hear it.
I will. Listen to the sounds of Millennium Thug. Godson. And my Benz and my Tahoe niggas, some real shit. Let it hit you, check it out. I
Sip the blood of Christ from a gold cup. I love this life, my soldiers smoke you no price. Dead men and graves roll over. I'm part of Pappy, slave master, African who acts me. Fans tear my clothes, bitches try to trap me. 30,000 seats rise to their feet to hear me flow. Got two mansions on the East Coast, models deep throat. I heard about them kidnapped dudes, had dinner with some. Shake hands with killers just to see who really was one. Study his moves, how we look fake, but that's the trick to it. Now we turn you to bait. The street shit, I stick to it. Rappers hate me, bitches saying, how did he start? They go to psychics, back to them for my astrology chart. I'm the righteous thug, fight for Mumia. Racist white jugs, made Diallo's murderers free. See, they don't like us, and what about conspiracies to kill black boys? But y'all ain't hearing me, worship the planets like asteroids. Look around and everything you see was once an idea. From somebody's thoughts, it's turning to reality clear. Look at the tallest skyscrapers, interested in the tear. Somebody thought it up, and build it up, and put it right there. Hey yo, rich niggas burn a road up with testosterone. Poor niggas plan to come up, they caught the toasters. Dead niggas lay in their graves and roll over. But then it's too late, it's too late. Rich niggas burn a road up with testosterone. Poor niggas plan to come up, they caught the toasters. Dead niggas lay in their graves, they roll over. But then it's too late, it's too late. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Yeah, I was just chilling, man. I was just chilling, just doing my R&B shit. And niggas wanna come play this shit, man. Make me wanna get ignorant shit. Fuck all my cruise paper up. Fuck all my jazz fest paper up. But fuck it. New Tigolo, new Tigolo, new Tigolo.
Two tears in a bucket, I wish niggas a pale. A celebration, bitches, I wish niggas Chappelle. They never caught wind, still thought that they could sail against my SeaWorld flow. I wish you niggas well, wish you niggas pale. A little bit less in comparison to me, cause y'all make me sound so nice. I try to tell them rap shit is like ball. You either built for the game or you not, you can't coach hype.
Nah,
ain't my fault you niggas ain't sold records yet. Before you get recollect with fine sugar and start slinging epithets, you better off walking through the crowd, holding hands with two white bitches at Essence Fest. First in flight, nigga, I'll never be second best. Here's the thing, I done been supreme. I can get it mapped out, make you niggas tap out like Ben Vereen on Cyclobin Supreme. Effie is the team, balls ducking in harmony. With an army of two faces and Jimmy Darby. First class flight, black bag with the toilet seat. Run up in the spotlight, yeah, give me all of these. Go and tell your boy to bring some hoes. And if they ain't about it, I ain't hanging around. Nigga, that's Lord of the Rings.
It really is.
He rhymed like he not sane, but I got rap, but she got game, you heard? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, yo, I spit that Wonder Rhyma shit, me and my conglomerate. Shine like a meal worth of gold in my prominence. Had to break promises today where the commas is. Took a breath for every life left, that's that honest shit. All my new garnishes peel like the pharmacist. Have no need for no Hermes, I value cognizance. That's that kind of sense I'm trying to exchange aimlessly. Early morning talks with my boss deep at Cambridge. We bane off the plane shit, rolling in the same whip. Kill Bambi, almost messed me up, he got his frame split. Blend like the camel in the circle with the same click. Bunch of like minds, like mine, universal fit. Threat like killer, put your skills up, Rambo. Mine riches all in the sword down at Amco. Ma'am, so you mean to tell me this ain't real life shit? There is no real life, baby, only likeness. Watch somebody bite this tonight. Just to let you know to come up ain't without a price. Shots to Kenneth, 101, the snake eyes on the dice. Life a gamble, hope you niggas all is rolling right. Shit, I spit that Wonder Rhyma shit, won't remain anonymous. Beast of the Southern Wild, New Orleans and Raleigh shit. Hush puppy staring down, beast along the bridge. The strength of a Jedi's in the code that we live, nigga.
It's a Rock Nation J-Electronic extravaganza. The fans need an oxygen mask for every stanza. Cause it don't matter if you black or Anglo Saxon. You see a holy L gliding across the stage with icy gloves and socks on. You'll be crying baby Jesus tears in your popcorn. Call the Ghostbusters up, tell them we got one. The Keymaster return us, escape from the fiery furnace. Niggas don't concern us. What's your name, what's your sign? Soon as you try and shine, hate it creep up from behind. Vatican preaching Jesus and they creep up with the swine. Enslave the people of God and have them sweep up at the shrine. Up in the wave, bet your hater a therapist. Garnish the Coliseum with rose petals and chariots. Candyman, Candyman, spit another parable. The show's uncomparable, the flow's unbearable. Up in the wave, bet your hater a therapist. Garnish the Coliseum with rose petals and chariots. Candyman, Candyman, spit another parable. The show's uncomparable, the flow's unbearable.
Because of all the violence that was going on in of Chicago, or that is going on. I like to say was, because we're going to bring it into fruition and it's going to stop, you know, and all the violence that was going on, and it happens in Chicago, but it's happening around the world in many ways. You know, it may not be to the numbers that's happening in Chicago, but it's happening in the inner cities all over America. So we're talking about the conditions of what's happening when I said nobody's smiling, but it's really a call to action.
All right, that was that new Common Sense, No ID production, We Are at War. I was okay with it until his Sister Soldier impersonation. I don't even know if that was him or not, man, but that's, I don't know what the fuck he was on with that one. The last other joint before that was Rhapsody, Jedi Code, with Fonte and Jay Electronica, and that was dope. If you ain't picked up that Rhapsody LP, go on and pick it up and knock yourself out and get it. And the joint before that, the Nas joint, was Nas Too Late off the Alchemist Cutting Room Floor Part 3. So that's a tight LP too, man. A lot of stuff came out in 2013, man. I can't reiterate that enough, man. It's so much stuff that got slept on, man, this year. And then, you know, looking now, I'm looking at, like, stuff that's coming out, you know, next year. You know, we still waiting on that Detox album. We still waiting on that Doomstock album. We still waiting on that Ghostface Killah Supreme Clientele. Where's that Wu-Tang Clan, A Better Tomorrow? When will we ever see Jay Electronica's Act 3, you know? When is that coming out? You know, is it an Outkast album coming out? We don't know. But 2013, man, looked like it's going to, you know, pick up with some nice music, man. You know, Raekwon got some shit coming out. GZA, Killer Mike, and LP. I gotta play that Run the Jewels for y'all too. I kind of like that joint, man. That album was nice. You know, Pusha T pushing out some new shit. Nas, you know, Q-Tip, The Last Zulu, that's supposed to come out. M.O.P. got an album coming out. AZ's making a return. J. Rudy Dallas is making a return. De La Soul, they got Beck the Deck, a whole bunch of cats coming out, man. But we're going to keep you posted here on Naja Hair Radio, myself, RC. And, again, I cannot truly reiterate, man, if y'all got some music mixes that you want to send to us, send us some dope shit. My man Ray blessed us with his 30-minute joint. I'm asking anybody out there, you know, 30 minutes, you know, 20 minutes, whatever, as long as it's within the time frame, and come on and you know, just send your shit, man. Logical3, logical3@gmail.com. And if you can't catch up with me, catch up my man D of the Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. If you can't catch up with me, if you see Red out there, you know, chilling, slide a demo tape and she'll get it to us, you know. One way or the other, we're going to get it popping for 2014. We going to try to turn it up. We don't do turnt up. We turn it up over here. And, you know, we just glad to be back. I'm going to try not to be a lazy bum and be here every week. But, you know, nigga going through hard times, man. So, you know, it is what it is. But I want to thank my man Dress for coming on the show and blessing us with his Russell Simmons, the 15-minute interview. My man was pressed for time, and I ain't even mad at him because, you know, as long as he putting out that music, man, and, you know, letting us know what's popping with Drez, and, you know, I'm really curious to see how this is going to sound with Showbiz doing some productions, you know, behind the door for him. So I'm waiting to see how this is going to sound, man. Drez ain't no slouch. I mean, he put out four albums, you know, him and Mr. Long, too, and then, you know, the other three, he been carrying the banner. So, you know, it is what it is, man. So y'all keep checking for that brother, man. And if you want to hear a replay of the show, you know where to go, Blog Talk Radio. It should be up to later on tonight or tomorrow. But that's our time. I went a little bit over. And I want to thank y'all for listening. Welcome back. RC, you got anything to add to that?
Have a good night.
Nope. Yeah, y'all have a good night. It's been one. Naja Hair. Yeah. It's your boy, Anthony. And this is how we do.
distant sound, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.